The United States incarcerates more citizens than any other country in the world. The prison system is a tangled web. In the film, The Prison in 12 Landscapes, director Brett Story tries to untangle that web and explain how mass incarceration has affected America's towns, lifestyles, and economy. The film is a thoughtful compilation of video essays that explore the prison culture in towns across the United States, from Detroit to Baltimore to eastern Kentucky. We meet a radio host in Appalachia who coordinates an overwhelming amount of radio shout-outs from prisoners' loved ones. We're introduced to a man in the Bronx who helps inmates' families deliver care packages that meet obscure regulations. In California, we hear an inmate recount fighting forest fires in her prisoner firefighting unit. From Story's perspective, it's obvious our country is drawn to, maybe even obsessed with, the prison system. The film's catalog of faces and voices show how rooted the system is in many Americans' everyday lives. In one of the most compelling portions of the film, Story examines citizens in St. Louis County who are plagued by high fines for the most minor violations. One woman is forced to spend days in jail because she refuses to pay a fine. It's hundreds of dollars for not securing her trash can lid. Each of the film's video essays are framed by slow, rich, establishing shots. We see scorching trees in Marin County, bustling pathways in Washington Square Park, and powerful protests in Baltimore. It's awe-inspiring to visit these unique, eccentric landscapes, but then it's confounding, upsetting even, to witness communities so deeply controlled by a mysterious system. Story's film might answer one question, but it asks even more.